Will y'all please join me for the prayer for guidance? Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word is proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. The first scripture I'll be reading for y'all is Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. The word of God for the people of God.
Are we good? Okay.
I can only imagine what it will be like.
Are we gonna? It's seven. I'm sorry.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk. See, when your face is before me, I can only imagine. By your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. So, good morning, everyone. Okay. So for those of you who don't know me, I'm Paige Saylor. I'll be giving this message. Growing up, I never heard the phrase, "Paige, don't ever stop changing." Instead, I heard the opposite, "Paige, don't ever change," which I probably just responded with a simple okay and a smile, because back then, I didn't understand how I could change. I mean, you were you, and I was me. Simple, right? Now, before I continue, I have to ask you to close your eyes and imagine the youth group that stood here 12 years ago when the Verona United Methodist Church youth got back from their very first mission trip. If you're having a hard time thinking back that far, that's okay. Think back to 5 years ago, when I got back from my first mission trip. Or better yet, last year's team. The faces looking back at you, the songs we came, and the message we gave. Before you open your eyes, you must accept my apology in advance. Because when you open your eyes, which you could do so now, you'll see that we have changed. Are you disappointed in us? Are you angry at us for doing the very thing you have asked us not to do? Please turn to Isaiah 43:19 in your Bibles if you wish.
Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
In this passage, God is asking us to change, not to fear, hide, or stop it, but instead embrace it, to share and act upon our change. No matter how big or small, he does not want us to stop. It's how and why we learn, grow, age, and yet more times than not, I hear that change is not good. That's something we fear. Why? Because I guarantee you that it's not in his intention for us to stop. He made us not only to resemble him, so that we also never stop changing. He made us in such a way that if we lived every single day like the last down to the seconds, we would still change. This way, we are doing God's will just by existing. We are made up of about 37.2 trillion living cells that are either dying or being reborn, which means our physical states are different each second. The chemicals in our bodies that determine what we feel emotionally fluctuate constantly, and our brains take an account of every chemical that is produced, and then processes it in such a way, and then tells us what to do or say in any given situation before we do or say it, all while taking in what we see, smell, hear, feel, and taste. This proves that our lives are not as routine as we think. So I ask you again, why? Or should I ask, what? Sorry. What are we so afraid of that we wish a baby will stay quiet and small? That we ask the impossible from a child and unintentionally teach the newest generation to fear what we fear? What is it we fear? Is it change? Or is change the word we use because it's the most convenient? Some of us have been bullied or abused. We fear that the next person will be the same, or somehow they will fall into a group that we disagree with or don't like. Some of us have been involved in an accident. We fear that it'll happen again to us or to our loved ones. Some of us have lost someone. We too fear that it'll happen again. Some of us wish the world was a better place or we were a better person to raise our children. So we wish that they didn't grow up, or dare I say, change. Because we don't want them to repeat our mistakes. We fear repetition. that things will stay the same, and we'll watch it happen to our kids. Now, is repetition a type of change? Yes. But saying you're afraid of change is like me, an arachnophobic, saying that I'm afraid of animals. Change is not something we fear, because it's not something to be feared. We are always changing, and we will never stop, because that is God's will. It is our duty as God's children to adapt to these changes, whether we view them as good or bad, and bring it all back to Him. Why? Because He spoke, and it is written in His Word, Malachi 3:6. For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, you, O children of Jacob, have not perished. Close your eyes again, and this time, think back through your life. Through all of the changes you've been through, the people you've met and laughed with, the ones who changed your life, and the ones you've changed, the people you know who are lost, and the ones in heaven, through times of joy and times of tears, times of confusion and times of understanding, the mistakes, the lies. But most of all, think about back when you were saved, when you received salvation and accepted God as your Lord and Savior. Were you not changed? So I ask you, how can I not change?
Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Be not frightened, neither be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
If there's anything you're afraid of, you're welcome to come to the altar and pray.
Oh God, how I need you. Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen.